Thank you, Lord. Father, we continue to worship. What worship? From the hearts, out of their bellies, flowing rivers of living water. To exalt you, to glorify your name, to praise you. Lord, what can we say? You are worthy. Worthy of all glory and honor and power and praise. Yes, you are worthy, O Lord. Yes, Lord. And we worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, I enjoyed that worship. Didn't you enjoy that worship? This is more a bringing out ministry. I want you to respond as we go through these scriptures. Feel free to shout out and to participate. We did that last month, remember, with Worthy. And so it's kind of basically the same thing. And I'm moving more and more in that direction. Participation. I love it when you participate. So the title of this is Divine Yes. I want you to experience the divine yes. But we're going to take it from two perspectives. We're going to take it from the perspective of God saying yes to us, and then our yes to Him, to say yes to the Lord. So in your Bible, 2 Corinthians 1, verses 19 and 20. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who is preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him was yes. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the, notice what it says, to the glory of God through us. So the whole purpose of this is to bring glory to God. And so in Christ, the answer is yes. If we're in Christ and we're looking at the promises of God, the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. But understand that he's not saying yes to you. He's saying yes to Jesus Christ who is in you. He's saying yes to Jesus. See, because Jesus is the fulfillment of all of the promises of God.
That's right.
So once you get that and you see that, because otherwise Satan can whop you upside the head.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're not worthy. No, you don't qualify. No. It just, you know, he can whop you upside the head with all kinds of things. But when you understand, we've talked about this, the covenant isn't between you and God. The covenant is between Jesus and the Father. And it's a blood covenant. It cannot be broken. Because the blood, even though it was shed on at the cross and dripped on the ground, Jesus, in the book of Hebrews, we know that he took that blood to the heavenly altar of the heavenly tabernacle.
Yes.
And there's no demon in hell that can get there.
Amen.
Can't get to the blood.
That's good.
And it's the same way with the promise. All these promises are to his Son, Jesus.
Amen.
And if you are in the Son, then all the promises are yes.
That's right.
If the Son is in you, all the promises are yes, because he's already said yes.
Amen.
He said yes to his Son. No way, nothing anybody can do about that.
Yeah.
See?
Right.
And so, Romans 15:8. Now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made to the fathers. So Jesus then became that fulfillment and the confirmation of all of the promises. So everything now is made available through Jesus Christ. See? So I'll take you to a story about Jesus. Jesus was ministering and he went over to the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, two towns of Tyre and Sidon. And when he gets there, he meets this Syrophoenician woman, a Greek. So it's pretty obvious she's not a part of the promise. She don't qualify. But let me just read you the story. From there, he arose and went to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and he entered a house and wanted no one to know it, but he could not be hidden. For a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she kept asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, "Let the children be filled first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." Now, if you've been in Sunday school, you've heard about the dogs, and people have 100 different ways of trying to interpret who the dogs are and all of that. And as Jesus was teaching me about 3 months ago, by the way, I've been trying to hold this in. I'm going to explode all over you because I've just been so anxious to present this to you. But when Jesus was teaching me, he said, "It's not about the dogs." Now look at it. And Jesus said to her, "Let the little children," in other words, those who are of the covenant or of the promise, "for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she answered and said to him, "Yes, Lord." And what Jesus told me, but as soon as she said yes, even though she was a Greek, she received everything of the promise of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and everyone else. Everyone, that was the people of promise, was everything was made available to her. So she had two statements: yes, Lord. He said, "That settled it." For me, he was teaching me, he said, "For me, that settled it." As soon as she said, "Yes, Lord." So we need to learn to say, "Yes, Lord." Let's try it.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. So within the atmosphere that we have today, there's all of the no's. No, no, no. And kind of like the old business meeting, Baptist business meeting. And the one deacon was telling the other deacon, he said, "Now I can't be there for the business meeting. And so if anything new comes up, vote no for me." If anything, you know, new comes up, just vote. And he was always the no anyway. I mean, you always knew how he was going to vote. Of course, we never have anything like that today, do we? I mean, nothing would ever happen like that in the Senate, I'm sure. Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. No, 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 no. And the news media was telling us weeks ahead of time who was going to say yes and who was going to say no. But we're just surrounded. And as soon as God begins to speak to you and call you into ministry and share with you what he wants to do through you, all of a sudden there's just no, 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 no. You're not qualified. Look at the mess you've made of your life. Who do you think you are anyway? No, 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 no. And then we hear God saying, "Yes, yes, 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 I've qualified you. I have filled you with my spirit. I've given you all the equipment that you need. Yes, 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 yes." Okay, the other side of this now is that we need to not only hear the divine yes, but we need to have a yes inside of us. When God calls you, a lot of times we say, well, explain to me what it's about. Tell me all the details. No. That's like saying, when all of the lights turn green from here to California, I'll think about going to California. No, the lights won't all be green. But if you'll start out, they'll change as you go. Okay? But you can't know the details. The whole thing is, so many people miss it because they want explanation and they, well, let me get ready. You know, no, you have to have the yes right there. Just, okay, this is what you want me to do. Yes.
Yeah.
Now fill in the details as we go. Yeah. We have to have that yes inside of, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. I'll do it. I don't care what it is, whether I live or die. Yes, Lord, I'll do that.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Fill in the details later. And so many assignments God sent me. I'm glad He didn't tell me the details. No. We probably wouldn't even want to go. But we do put our trust in Him. See? And we trust that He has all the details worked out.
That's right. That's right.
And so we can say, yes, Lord. Or we can say,
yes,
yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God's yes is greater than all of the enemy's no's. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yes.
And of course, as we're moving along and we're seeing God do these marvelous things, and of course, you know, here again, we're still 2 years down the road. They're still looking into the Russian investigation of interference. And Russians, they interfered in our election. Well, let me give you the good news. God is interfering in a whole lot more than just the elections. God is interfering in everything. God is weighing in. We said, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. And part of that is wait, or He's going to weigh in. And within the next 12 months, you're going to see God weighing in and weighing in, and people are going to be shocked to see how God interferes.
Amen.
And He's going to do it because you're praying, because you are interceding, and you are bringing the Spirit of God upon the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, it's a wonderful time to be alive. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And so we have to put our trust in. He knows. He has a way. And in our human reasoning, we can't reason through it. But then when we say yes, all of a sudden He gives us the divine revelation. And all of a sudden, there's a divine yes inside of us. And not just power of positive thinking. We're not just talking about, well, just say yes over, yes, 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 yes. You know, and then eventually, you know, your brain will get it or whatever. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the true and the living God who is saying yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
And we're saying, yes, yes. Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
John 16, 13. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. And He will tell you things to come. So here we have now the Holy Spirit bringing the divine yes, the truth, the reality in the Greek, the word that we translate in our Bibles to truth is also real or reality. So whatever is real is true, whatever true is real. And so God is going to actually open up the church's eyes to see reality. See? And then through you, he's going to open up other people's eyes to see truth or reality. Now, for some, this will be salvation. And I know you mentioned a little bit earlier there that no one told. Was that your brother that you're talking that no one had told him? And I know God was speaking to me last week, and he said, I need for the church to understand that over the time you've built up this fear that you don't want to talk to people about the Lord because they'll reject you, and you'll feel terrible because you're rejected and all that. And God said, here's what he told me. He said, people are open because I am opening their hearts. But the church doesn't know that yet. And so the church is still hunkered down rather than going out and telling people who are eager to hear. God says they're eager to hear. Amen. And I've prepared their hearts to hear. I need for you to go tell them. And they will hear. And they will listen. And so it's not like in years past where it is just like, no, no, no. I don't want to hear about that stuff. You know? And we're still kind of conditioned by that. God said, no, you go. And I'm preparing hearts. So you're going to hear yes. Yes, yes, from people when you, do you want to accept Jesus as your Savior? Yes.
Yes.
They're going to have, because God's already going to be working
Amen.
In them.
Amen.
He said, I'm going to draw all men to me. And, of course, we have the good news. That remember what John the Baptist said of Jesus? Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the whole world. In other words, their sins are already taken away when he died on the cross. All we have to do is announce it to them. See?
Yes.
We've got it backward. I get so frustrated that sometimes where people are giving invitations, you know, for people to be saved. They say, well, come forward and confess your sins. Unbelievers don't have sins. And the Bible is very, very specific in that it says that we have sin until we're born again. After you're born again, you have sins. If we confess our sins, who's he writing to?
Right.
The church. See, what are we supposed to confess then before that? Our sins? No, that's what Scripture says. The Scripture says, confess with your mouth, come on, the Lord Jesus. Yes! Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You'll be saved. That's the confession that we need people to confess. And then, yeah, as believers, if we sin, then we confess our sins, plural. And you can't see that real clear in the English language, but in the Greek it is so clear that 100% of the time it's talking about unbelievers, they are guilty of sin, the sin of unbelief, of rejection of God.
Amen.
Then we become guilty of sins if we sin against God as believers. Got it? So, because we've had it backward, people have actually, you know, it's like, well, I don't know if I really, I don't know if I named all of them.
I know.
I don't know if I really named all of them. You know, what if I forgot one?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I was at the altar. What if I forgot one? I guess I'm disqualified.
That's right.
You know, no, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God's raised him from the dead. Your sin, singular, is cast away as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered against you anymore. Don't need to be brought up. It's God.
That's good.
God.
Yes.
Singular. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Got it?
Yes.
Okay. And what's that do? That gives us a freedom to tell people your sins.
Right.
Your sins are gone.
That's right. Amen. Praise you, Father.
Your sins are gone.
Amen.
All we have to do is like if somebody paid off somebody's debts and yet they didn't know it. And then the banker said, you know, it's been quite a while and they're still making payments. Would you go tell them that their debt had been paid off? This benevolent person had paid off their debt. And we had a friend that his wife loved this yellow Cadillac. And so she went and bought the yellow Cadillac. And he was a minister. And anyway, they'd had it a while. And she died suddenly. And he just kept on making payments, making payments, making payments. And one day he was cleaning the car out and he opened the glove compartment and come to find out she had bought a policy that if she died, the car was totally paid for. And he'd been paying payments all that time. And of course the bank gave it all back to him. He didn't need to be doing that. So people's sin is canceled.
Amen.
When Jesus died on the cross, he, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the whole world.
Yes.
See, that should free you up to be excited to tell people, no, you don't have to live under this bondage.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Okay. 1 John 5:14-15. Now this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions we ask of him. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Yes.
It's already in there.
Yes.
So we don't have to convince him. We don't have to beg him. The yes is already there. You ask. This is the confidence. Jesus said, yes, the Father, anything in my name, he'll give it to you.
Yes.
We have this confidence. We have this divine yes.
Yes.
It's laying right there in the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hebrews 13:21. Make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what it is well pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So he's going to make you complete. This is the will of God.
Yeah.
Is to make you, by the way, the other word that translates off of that same Greek word is perfect. So God is making you perfect, or God is making you complete.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you abide in me, we're in John 15:7. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. You will ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will, got it? Will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He started it, he'll finish it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You started it, you'll finish it. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:10. We try to cover this one every month. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we say, yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes, Lord, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth. On earth as it is in heaven. And by the way, that will happen before he takes us away. And so, and we're all excited about going to heaven. We're excited about being taken out. But what's God want?
See,
what's God want? God wants to come here. The promise, singular, remember we studied, is I will be your God. I will live among you and be your God, and you will be my people. And I'll walk among you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. That's the yes.
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 Yes. Yes, Lord, come. Yes. Come. Yes. Live on the earth. Yes. Live among us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus, just be head of the church and fill us with your spirit.
Yes.
Even the Apostle Paul, clear to the end of his life, he said, pray for me that I will have a greater measure of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
What I want, you're 80 years old now, I want a greater measure.
Yes.
Amen.
I'll probably still be standing here when I'm 90. I'll say, pray for me.
Yes.
When I turn 100, I'll say, pray for me.
Yes.
I need a greater measure of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, when we're gray-headed or bald-headed or whatever, you know, does God still have a plan for us?
Amen.
Yes.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Even in gray hair and old age. Yes,
yes, Lord.
And what's my response? Yes, Lord.
Yes.
I'm going. I'm going.
Amen.
No matter how old I am, I'm going.
Yes.
Till I drop dead, I'm going.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, Zechariah 3:7. Thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my commands, then you shall also judge my house, and likewise have charge in my courts. I will give you places to walk among these who stand here. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, I mentioned this over and over to you, but see, the Supreme Court thinks they're supreme. But they're going to meet the Supreme One. There's one who is supreme over the Supreme Court.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's coming. And you know what he said? I'm going to make you the judge of the court. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because Christ in you, that's the hope of glory.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. There's no court out there that can compare to the court of God. Hallelujah. And when God says yes, then it's yes. And no can stop it.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Philippians 2:13. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. For it is God who works. I remember early on, I really wanted to please God. I wanted to do the will of God. So I tried real hard. That's fun, isn't it? I never succeeded a single time I know of. Because we can't do the will of God in the flesh. Fact is, the more we try, the deeper the hole we dig. And we can't get out. But when we finally realize, you know, like they do with the funerals, you know, we're not looking for the undertaker, we're looking for the upper taker. But the one who's pulling us out of the hole, he said, I'll work in you both to will and to do for my good pleasure.
That's right.
I'll work in you. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I will work in you. Both the will and to do for my good pleasure.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I will work in you.
Yes.
Oh, what freedom. What freedom. See, So we go into our closet, shut the door, and we bask in the divine yes. And then we go out with boldness and confidence.
Yes.
I was ministering in Marshall, Missouri, and I prayed for everyone. I don't know how many was there, 20 or 30, a lot of people. I prayed for each one individual, but this one fella, and I prayed for him, and probably the boldest witness that you've ever seen in your life. God had set him free and baptized him in the Holy Spirit. And anyway, I just, as I was praying for him, I said, oh, his name was Phil. I said, Phil, God just spoke to me, and he is going to fill you with a greater boldness than you've ever experienced in your life. And he just broke. And he said, 2 days ago, that's what I was asking God for. Will you give me a greater boldness? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All of us need that greater boldness. We need to have that confidence. Don't let all the atmosphere of no get you down. Listen to the divine yes.
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 Hallelujah. Okay. Luke 12:32. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Amen.
And we all said,
amen.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Yes.
Remember when John the Baptist was put in prison, and because Herod's wife, Herodias, wanted him killed. Anyway, she decided to send her daughter out to dance before the king, and the king said, because you have pleased me, I will give you up to half of my, whatever you ask, up to half of my kingdom. And then we read in the Bible, and God says, I'll give you the whole thing.
Amen.
I'll give you my entire kingdom.
Amen.
I give it all to you. He's not holding anything back. All the promises in Christ are yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Isaiah 46:10, declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand. I will do my pleasure. And we say,
yes
Lord,
yes.
Do your pleasure.
Yes, Lord.
You do what is good. Hallelujah. Psalm 85:12. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Psalm 59:16. But I will sing of your power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning, for you have been my defense and my refuge in the day of trouble. Some of the words of the Lord. Jesse looked over at me as the different prayers were going, and the words of the Lord, and she says, you don't even need to get up there. It's all, everything's already been covered before I even get up here, you know. Isn't that great, though? Do we serve a living God, or do we serve a living God?
Amen.
Isn't that something? That he can just fill the house with the message, and everybody gets it. See? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of course, here at Cross of Victory, the different ones of us that get up and speak, but what will it be when we don't even need a speaker?
That's right.
Hallelujah. We just huddle in a circle, and the word of the Lord go pop, 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 pop,
amen.
Pop, pop,
yes,
pop, pop,
amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yes.
Just being a part of. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. So, praising the Lord. Yes, I will sing aloud. Psalm 27:6. Now my head shall be lifted up. Look what it says. Now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hallelujah. Got it?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Okay, now I'm just going to... confession is good. Now, a lot of times when we say confession, you know, we think, oh, we need to confess our sins. But the word confess means to say the same thing. Mm-hmm. So, yes, if you sinned, if you lied, you have to say, I lied. You can't say I fibbed, I exaggerated, I stretched the truth, or whatever. You have to say, I lied, or it's not confession. See? If you stole, you can't say, I borrowed it for a long time and forgot to take it back. See? You understand what I'm saying? So we have to call it what God calls it. But also, we're called upon to confess who we are in Christ. And so we're going to do that. And so I'll just read them off. Are you born again?
Yes.
Are you a new creation in Christ?
Yes.
Are you the righteousness of God in Christ?
Yes.
Are you blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places?
Yes.
Are all the promises yours in Christ?
Yes.
Are you blessed when you come in and when you go out?
Yes.
Are you more than conqueror through Christ?
Yes, Lord.
Are you triumphant in Christ?
Yes, Lord.
Are you covered over with the robe of righteousness?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord.